is your Financial Empower Hour with Jason Kreiderman from Great Lakes Investment Advisor. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Jason provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is your Financial Empower Hour with Jason Kreiderman.
Good morning and welcome to your Financial Empower Hour. This is Jason Kreiderman with Great Lakes Investment Advisors. Hope you're having another wonderful weekend. It's the top of a beautiful fall Sunday morning, and Tony and I were talking before the show again, as we do every week before our show, about what's going on in each of our lives personally and what did we do over the past week and weekend. And Tony, it sounds like both of you and I got a little bit of fall yard work and fall cleanup work done. a lot of colored leaves, did some final mowing of the yard and leaf pickup, and fall cleanup and getting ready for the winter season to set in. And I know that's been keeping you busy as well over there, Tony. How was your weekend?
Well, I have to do full disclosure here just in case my wife listens to the show. She actually, at the homestead, at our house, in our yard, she did most of the work. She repotted plants. She mowed our yard. She watered the grass that I planted in some spots. We had a bare spot where our dog would run along the fence. Well, those neighbors moved, so he doesn't run there anymore. So we decided to redo that a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
A few weeks ago, actually. And that's coming along nicely, but she took care of things here. I drove down to my parents' place and was down there for 3 days and over the weekend, last weekend. And I did some, help my dad outside a bit, in the yard there on the farm where he still lives. And then we went and saw my mom at the nursing home, and I helped them with paperwork. Medicare open enrollment is right now, and I'm having to walk them through that because my mom didn't need changes. So the annual election period doesn't affect her, but it does my dad. So we're trying to get that worked out, and I would have never been able to help them with this before I started doing the show with you, Jason, because I've learned a lot from you and your team there and folks in the industry. And so that really helps out. But I helped my dad, but I did get outside and enjoy the fall weather. So we both did that. My wife did most of the yard work around the house in full. I had to be honest there.
Well, I'm glad you did that, because I know in talking to your wife, I don't want to get us, either you or me, in trouble, especially you, Tony. So now that we know that you fully disclosed that, and on my end, actually, this past weekend, Amy had to take Josie down to St. Joe in the south. I guess it'd be like a southwestern part of Michigan here. And she was invited to a Region 5 2-day gymnastics camp, which was really cool, really awesome for her. So Amy was down there for Saturday and Sunday. I stayed home with Carson and Lexi. And so I was the one that did most of the work around the house this weekend. The kids helped me out a little bit, but with a 16-year-old and a 10-year-old, you don't get a lot of yard work help. What I was able to do was, put them on some laundry duty, put them on some sweeping and vacuuming duties and some dishes. So that way, at least when mama come home on Sunday evening, she was able to come home to a half clean yard and house. So that was a good weekend overall for the whole family.
Yeah. I love the fall. I say that every time, every week I say that this time of year, but we got to enjoy it while we can, because I have a feeling, winter's on the way.
Winter is on the way, that's for sure. And I love fall season as well. I mean, the change of the seasons is just awesome. The thing I don't like about fall is it never ceases to amaze me. I can clean the yard up, get all the leaves off, whether I mow them off or rake them or blow them off, wake up the next morning and it doesn't look like I did a darn thing. The yard's covered again with orange and yellow leaves. I'm thinking, all that darn work, what happened? I'm sure a lot of our listeners out there feel the same darn way. Put all that time and work into it, and here come more leaves the next day.
Yeah, my wife mowed them all up in the backyard, and I'm looking out of my studio. I'm at my home studio, and I can see that there's leaves all over the yard again already. And yesterday afternoon, there was none. So
okay, I was going to say, well, whatever you do, Tony, don't get off this recording today and go ask her, hey, I thought you did the leaves. How come they're still in the yard? Please don't do
oh,
that, Tony.
Oh, I know better than that. I know better than that.
Again, I want to help keep you out of
yeah,
trouble. You're good
I
enough for getting yourself
that.
In trouble. I'm just trying to help you here.
Jason, I appreciate that. Well, Jason, what are we talking about on the show today? We're going to talk about Social Security, right?
Yeah, there's been a couple recent changes, and I think they're important changes. Everybody that is receiving Social Security now, which is more than 71 million Americans,
wow,
they're going to see an increase in their Social Security benefits. So we're going to talk a little bit about that.
Okay,
we'll talk a little bit about how the increase does not quite compare to the size of the increase last year. But then again, we have to keep everything relative and keep in mind where interest rates and inflation and the economy was last year compared to this year. We'll also talk about some recent changes or current changes in Medicare.
Yeah.
I think these are really important, especially with being the open enrollment period right now and people trying to plan, as we talked about on the last week's show, you know, end of the year planning and next year preparations. So I think these changes in Social Security and the changes in Medicare are really timely and really good topics to talk about.
Yeah. Oh, it's huge, obviously, and it makes a world of difference. And it's so important when it comes to retirement planning. And once you're in retirement, Social Security and Medicare are pillars of your retirement. And you need to make sure you have everything in order and have a solid plan in place for both of those things moving forward. Now, when you told me, you said, hey, I want to talk about COLA on today's show.
Yeah.
I thought, so I started pulling up articles on, you know, RC, Pepsi,
Rock and Rye, Coca-Cola.
Yeah, exactly.
Pepsi. You thought we were having the Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola challenge, did you, Tony?
Yeah, I'm like, boy, it's been a while since I've had an RC Cola. Don't see that around much anymore. But that's not what you mean when you say COLA, is it? You're talking about a cost of living adjustment. Is that what it stands for?
That's exactly what it is. Yeah, the COLA is a cost of living adjustment, basically an increase in how much income you might receive from, for example, the increase this year in Social Security. It's called a COLA, cost of living adjustment, and this year is going to be 3.2% increase. So what you might hear is that there's a 3.2% COLA adjustment or cost of living adjustment to Social Security checks that will be implemented in 2024. What that really means is that Social Security retirement benefits will increase by more than $50 per month on average in Social Security recipients' paychecks. And that's exactly what COLA means, Tony. You're absolutely right. It's not the Pepsi or Coke challenge. It's not RC Cola. Over here in Michigan, we have Faygo. I don't know if you've ever had a Faygo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh boy, the old Rock and Rye, probably one of my best, my favorites from back in the day. And
yep.
then, Verner's.
Yeah.
And then a lot of people call it, is it soda? Is it pop? I don't know, Tony. Maybe that's another show.
I call it pop.
I've called it both, actually,
yeah.
And I find myself, I guess I'm just well-rounded, Tony. It's pop, soda, whatever.
Here it's pop. I grew up in Minnesota. It's pop. Everybody calls it pop. What kind of pop do you want? And then, I've went places where it's soda. I've lived in California and Tennessee. But if you get south, like in Atlanta, where it's actually originated, both Coca-Cola and Dr. Pepper, that's
right.
where they actually mm-hmm. were originated, or at least that's where their history is at. In the South, a lot of times they say Coke for all pop.
That's right.
They use the word
Coke. Do you want?
Yeah, they ask you, what kind of Coke do you want? And the first time I went into the South and they asked me that, I'm like, well, I don't want a Coke. I want a Mountain Dew. Well, that's what I asked you. What kind of Coke do you want? So you want Mountain Dew. And I'm like, I thought she was asking, do I want diet, regular,
right,
cherry?
Diet Coke, caffeine-free. Okay, Coke do you want, right?
Yeah, nope. They mean, what kind of pop do you want? And in a lot of areas, maybe on the West Coast, it's like, no, that's soda.
Yep.
Yeah. And so, soda's probably the proper term, but here we say pop, and in the South they say Coke. Boy, talk about branding, though. I mean, Coca-Cola... isn't it great? Like, same with Kleenex, a facial tissue is what it is. but we it Kleenex.
Hey, does anybody have any Kleenex?
Yeah.
Pass me Kleenex, whether that's a name brand or not.
That's
so you're
a name brand,
right.
Yep. And I love that fact. Coca-Cola, one of the best brands in the world, one of the most known and successful branding. Their marketing is amazing. Anyway, I'm off track, but Social Security COLA adjustments are important, and you said this year's adjustment is 3.2%. But that doesn't sound very significant compared to last year's adjustment, right?
It's not. No, it's not, Tony. That's right. And that'll be going into play in 2024.
Right.
So they've announced the 3.2% increase. It will be going into play January of 2024, but it's not anywhere near what it was last year. The adjustment is far lower. In 2023, from 2022, the increase in COLA for Social Security payments was 8.7%.
Wow.
It was huge. Yeah. I mean, it was really big. But if we think about, well, why was it so much bigger?
Yeah.
You know, coming off of 2022, we think about where interest rates were and inflation. And that was a pretty, pretty crazy year where inflation reared its ugly head, got very high up into the high single digits. Some people even say into double digit growth as far as inflation goes. And then, excuse me. And then, you know, the Feds rose interest rates quarterly four different times pretty aggressively. And so there was a lot going on. So I think the federal government realized they needed a higher interest rate increase or a higher COLA increase on Social Security benefits for 2023 to kind of make up for the cost of everything being so much more after what happened to interest rates and inflation in 2022. But this kind of shows us, I guess, that maybe the Feds are maybe they're not as concerned with increased inflation. Matter of fact, inflation's been dialing back quite a bit, and they really want the Fed's long-term vision of inflation is to be somewhere back in that 2-3% range. And when they show a COLA increase coming next year of 3.2% increase, that tells me that inflation has to be coming back into the area that they're a little more comfortable, a little more happy with, and shows me maybe some progress on the inflation side. So that should help ease a lot of our minds as well when we think about, gee, the cost of everything got so crazy for a while there. And it's still not back down. You know, we talk about it all the time, Tony, you and I, and with our family and our friends. And, man, the price of milk and bread and fuel still seems like it's up there, but they say inflation's dialing back down.
Yeah. Well, and it's 3.2 is nothing to sneeze at compared to I know in 2016, there was a zero year in there where there was no increase. And in 2017, basically no increase. And so
that's right. That wasn't the only year. There was actually, if you look back historically, there were multiple years where there was no increase at all, or some years very, very minimal increase. And that's where everybody complained, you know, how can I keep living on this stagnant Social Security paycheck when everything else around me is going up in price? So they do review that every year. You know, the federal government reviews that and determines based on the economy, based on inflation and interest rates and price of goods. And, you know, where do they think, again, this is our government, where do they think should be a comfortable increase for retirees? I think I would have to state, and you probably agree with me and a lot of our listeners out there, and definitely most of the families that I've had the honor of working for that are receiving Social Security, is those raises are way too small. They should be getting a lot more raise a lot more often. But again, that's our government. It is what it is. And 3.2, you're right. Nothing to sneeze at. Better than zero.
Yeah.
And hopefully we could consistently see those increases moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, that 8.7 last year was the highest since the 80s, since the early 80s, since 1982.
What? Yeah, and think about where interest rates were in 1982. I mean, interest rates were in double digits, way up there. You know, think about our mortgages and our car payments and all. You know, interest rates were extremely high. You could get, you know, back then you could probably get 10, 14, 18% on a CD.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you got to remember those things too, that it's really all relative. But it, you know, it's let's try to keep that positive though. The good thing is, hey, those of you that are on Social Security and receiving those paychecks, you are going to get over a 3% raise next year.
Yeah. There you go. That's a great way to look at it. Getting a raise is good. You need that money in retirement because, you know, you're living on a fixed income. You no longer have other income coming in. It's just from your savings and your Social Security. So that's important. Now, let's take a quick break before we move on. Jason, we're going to give away a few more copies of your book on the show today. So another 10 copies of the book, just be the one of the next 10 callers. The number is 989-835-7203. The book is called Empower Your Retirement. Jason, you did a great job with this, full of important information on having a financial plan and a retirement plan. Empower Your Retirement. Just give us a call. There's no cost. We'll send the book to you at no charge. Our next 10 callers, 989-835-7203. And if you're somewhere where you can't remember that number or write it down, GreatLakesInvestmentAdvisors.com. Just remember that website, GreatLakesInvestmentAdvisors.com. You can go to the show page. There's a contact form you can fill out and get more information. And contact us. Let us know you listen to the show on the radio, and you can get a copy of the book. And you can also make an appointment. There is no charge, no obligation for that appointment with Jason and his team. Again, just give us a call at 989-835-7203. And we're going to be right back with more of Your Financial Empower Hour right after this. Welcome back to Your Financial Empower Hour. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. I'm here with our host. The man with the plan is, of course, Jason Kreiderman. And Jason is with Great Lakes Investment Advisors. Jason, this has been a great show. We're talking about all these changes for Social Security and Medicare. There's a couple of key changes. And of course, the big one everybody always wants to know about, what's the cost of living adjustment going to be for next year? And just to recap, you talked about the new cost of living adjustment. It's going up 3.2%. And that's, you said more than 71 million Americans will receive that increase in their benefits. And those adjustments are to keep pace with inflation. You talked a little bit about inflation. And you said the average monthly increase is about $50 a month. That would equate to, now that's an average. I mean, benefit for workers, the average monthly benefit I know is like between 1900 and that's up from 1800 this year. So, that's good to know, in 1907, basically, and 1848 exactly. So it's about $50.
Yeah.
And, this is a great topic. Social Security is the foundation of retirement planning, isn't it?
Well, it's really important when we think about, you know, what is Social Security? And, you know, when Social Security was introduced in the early 30s by President Roosevelt, you know, it was, people didn't live as long as they're living today. People were retiring sooner. People were dying sooner. Now people are maybe retiring later, definitely living a lot longer. Some people retiring sooner and living longer. And when you look at what Social Security is meant to be, it's meant to be a retirement benefit, an income benefit when you retire. And so when you have a COLA or a cost of living adjustment, like they've announced for 2024, that's basically a pay raise. It's a great thing. It's like, hey, I'm going to get more income, and more income is a beautiful thing. Unfortunately, you know, some years it's not as big. Some years there was no COLA or no raise in pay. Last year was a really healthy one, over 8%. This year, not as big, but still good that everybody that is receiving Social Security is going to get over a 3% raise. And yeah, you mentioned the average of $50 a month, and you know, that's a good bump. But you know, to offset that, I want to, you know, we have to keep in mind what other expenses might be out there, and what's happening to our expenses. Are they increasing or decreasing every year? And I think, you know, anybody out there could tell you, hey, you give me an extra $50 a month, big deal, Jason and Tony, you know, fuel and bread and gas and restaurants and clothing and lumber material, you name it. I mean, everything's gone up way more.
It has.
You know, if we think of just our normal expenses, our normal lifestyle, normal expenses from year to year to year probably go up more than $50 a month. And so will it offset all the increases in the money we spend? No, it definitely won't. But one of the reasons also that they do increase Social Security is because of the flip side of that coin is they've also increased Medicare premiums. When we talk about, you know, we just saw a research that came out from the Center of Medicare and Medicare Services, the CMS, they released their 2024 premiums, deductibles, and coinsurance amounts for Medicare Part A and Part B programs. And the Medicare Part B did have an increase, or is going to have a standard monthly increase. For those of you that have Medicare Part B, the average in 2023 was $164.90 a month. That's going to be increased to $174.70 a month in 2024. So, Tony, that's a $9.80 increase. You know, and so that's something we really need to take into consideration as well. Gee, wait a minute. You know, yeah, I got an extra $50 in my Social Security, but there's also increased premium costs that might be coming out of that, as well as the annual deductible for all Medicare Part B beneficiaries. That annual deductible in 2024 will be $240, and that's a $14 increase from 2023 when it's only $226. So things we got to keep in mind when we look at, you know, how much increase am I getting in my Social Security could be offset a little bit by increases in other expenses and other costs, and Medicare Part B and those things need to be taken into consideration as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, in healthcare, you said things go up in price, which is it eats away at that extra average of $50. Some people will get a lot less, some people will get more, but the average will be about $50. But then you take another almost $10 out of that for the Medicare increase. So that brings it down to $40. And then there's the cost of goods, as you mentioned, cereal, bread, milk, eggs, gasoline, clothing, all of those things you mentioned are always going up, but healthcare costs go up exponentially. And unfortunately, the problem I see is the Medicare or the Social Security COLA adjustment really doesn't take into account how much healthcare costs in general go up, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, it doesn't, you know, and that's where a lot of times, you know, there's a lot of discussions that are had, a lot of disagreements. You know, what do they take? What does the government take into consideration when they look at what is inflation? There's a few variables in there that they don't include. And a lot of people would argue that those are very important daily expenses that have been increasing some very, very drastically over the years that they believe should be taken more into consideration when we really categorize how much is inflation. And same thing with COLA. You know, what does the government base how much and why are they going to increase these Social Security payments, for example, from what it is this year by 3.2%? And some things don't add up when we say, gee, if inflation's still at 6%, and cost of daily goods and foods at the grocery store and the fuel we put in our car, the clothes we put on our back, housing costs, gee, those are all up way over 3%. How can they only increase our income from Social Security by 3%? So those are definitely discussions. You know, they're tough to get into because they become political a lot of times because it's the federal government and it's what they think and what they believe and what they choose to do at the end of the day.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, a lot of times, you know, and that CPI they use for these calculations doesn't include some basic things that people utilize. I think that's huge. And they don't.
That's huge. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people argue that, like, wait a minute, how come CPI, which is the major determining factor, the consumer price index of the cost of living adjustments. That's one of the things that the government uses to determine how much of these COLA cost of living adjustments will they increase Social Security by each year. But yeah, if they're leaving out some variables, very important variables that people use, consumers use every single day. And if those prices of those variables has skyrocketed or gone up significantly, it's not really fair not to use those variables or at least compensate the increase to take in consideration the increase in those variables as well.
Yeah. A lot of people view those shortcomings in the CPI or as a measurement of the COLA, the cost of living adjustment each year, they really say it comes up short, because the two things it doesn't include, the cost of living adjustment to Social Security does not include energy and food prices, which is like, yeah, you would think that would be the basis of what inflation would cover, because energy and food prices have gone up exponentially, but yet they're not figured into the calculation of what we should get for a cost of living adjustment. So that's where you come in, right, as a financial advisor, and you have to come up with ways to create income for your clients in retirement. You can't rely on Social Security to keep up with inflation, can you?
No, you really can't. I mean, that's, you know, thinking about those two variables, energy and food, really the two things we have to have to live. I mean, right. We have to have energy to supply our homes with heat and light and to move around in our cars and those types of things. We have to eat. So those really, I mean, those should be the base, the foundation.
Yeah.
And we look at how much those have increased over the years. And if COLA, our cost of living adjustment, and our income sources like Social Security was more comparable or took those two variables into consideration, I truly believe we would have to see a heck of a lot higher increase than just, you know, 2 or 3% here or there. But you're absolutely right. When we look at, we've been retirement income specialists for over 21 years now, Tony. And what that means is we really focus a majority of our time in our practice helping retirees and those preparing to retire manage their portfolio appropriately for the next phase, meaning for retirement. And you know, retirement in life is when we don't have as much time on our side anymore. We're in our 60s and 70s, not our 20s, 30s, or 40s. We're no longer contributing to those investment accounts like a 401k, an IRA, or a Roth. At some point in time in retirement, we're probably going to either want to or need to take money out of our portfolio, so we're no longer putting in and saving anymore, investing. We're actually reducing the amount of our portfolio. We're withdrawing from our portfolio. Whether you choose to or at the required minimum distribution age, you're going to be forced to take money out of those types of accounts.
Sure.
You know, most people do not invest or drive their cars, Tony, as aggressively now as they did in their 20s and 30s. You know, chances are, Tony, you drove a lot faster in your 20s and 30s than you do today. You know, it's as we age, we mature in life, right? We become a little more responsible, a little more aware, conscious and aware of our surroundings and what's going on around us. And we'd be financially, most of the families and investors that we've had the privilege of working with, they become a little more conservative minded. They realize in their 60s and 70s, they don't need to try to make 15, 20, 30% growth anymore. Why? Because they don't want to lose 20, 30, or 40% that it could cost on the downside,
yeah,
to earn that kind of money. You know, they're a little more conservative minded, so they're not as aggressive. Generally, they invest more conservative or moderately. And so that's really when we think about income needed in retirement. Where is it going to come from? Well, Social Security is going to be there.
Yep.
We're going to get a little increase each year, hopefully. Some years we've had none, some years bigger than others. But if Social Security, and historically Social Security accounts for maybe 20 to 60% of the average retiree's income,
mm-hmm,
where does the other 40 to 80% come from, Tony? And it's pension is one of them, but pensions are so few and far,
yeah,
between, you and I know that,
yep,
that most of your income in retirement is probably going to come from your portfolio,
yeah,
your investments, your savings. And so structuring those dollars and setting that up appropriately right before and into and through retirement is so important, so key. And that's what we spend a majority of our time on, Tony, is helping investors plan and prepare for an awesome retirement.
Yep. Well, and I think that's great. We need to take another quick break here. But before we do, I'm going to switch it up, and we're going to give away a copy of the actual Social Security Maximization Report, which you can run for people individually. So we're giving away if they come in for the no charge, no obligation consultation, you will also run a Social Security Maximization Report for those who have not yet filed, or if you've just recently filed, this is huge. But either way, you want to get a retirement plan in place if you don't already have one. So pick up the phone and give Jason a call. All you have to do is pick up the phone, 989-835-7203. Get your complimentary consultation at 989 1-800-835-7203 and get that Social Security maximization report run. We'll be right back with more of your Financial Empower Hour right after this. All right, I'll bring us back in. Welcome back to your Financial Empower Hour. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. I'm here with Jason Kreiderman. Jason, we're talking about the importance of Social Security and Medicare when it comes to your overall retirement plan and the adjustments we're looking at for 2024 in those plans. Now, Social Security, for those of our listeners out there who haven't yet filed for Social Security, when you file can make a big difference on how much you get of COLA each year, right? So if I file early at 62, when there is a nice COLA increase of 3-8%, I'm going to only get next year I'd get 3.2% of a smaller number rather than 3.2% of a bigger number if I filed early and didn't get my full Social Security benefit, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's another thing that's very important for those listeners that have not taken Social Security yet. The earliest you can claim your Social Security or trigger the income from your Social Security is age 62, other than a survivor benefit. But you can take as early as 62, or you could wait until what's considered your full retirement age, your FRA, which can be anywhere, 65, 66, 67 in that range. Or you can wait all the way up till age 70. After age 70, I highly encourage everybody to trigger your Social Security at that point if you haven't yet, because it stops growing at that point. But Social Security, your income benefit does continue to grow. If you turn it on, as Tony mentioned, though, if you turn your Social Security on, for example, at age 62, you'll get a reduced amount, meaning if your full retirement age Social Security was $1,000 a month, you might only get $750 a month the earlier you turn it on. And each year you wait, 63, 64, 60, the longer you wait, closer to your full retirement age, the more monthly benefit you will receive. But you're absolutely right, Tony. If we turn on the Social Security sooner, which some people absolutely, that is in their best interest, they should do that. Others should wait till full retirement age. Others should wait till past that, maybe even age 70. But that increase, that COLA, cost of living adjustment, is going to be based on what your current income level is. So if you turned on your Social Security early and it's a reduced amount from what your full retirement age benefit would be, then that COLA adjustment is going to be on a smaller level, a smaller number. So it won't be as high as maybe someone else in your family or someone else you know, friends or relatives. And that's why they say the average monthly increase will be about $50. But for some people, it's going to be a lot more than $50 because they probably waited till 68, 69, or 70 years old, maybe had a higher income, so their Social Security earnings are higher.
So one thing you do, Jason, to help people figure this out is you have a report that you run. It does over 20,000 calculations, the Social Security Maximization Report, and it's personalized to each individual's situation, and you take into account family health history, you take into account spousal benefits, of different strategies, and it helps calculate to find each individual's sweet spot. That's an important report, right?
It is. As a matter of fact, we just ran a couple of them last week, and you mentioned the spousal, where we ran a couple of them last week where one of the spouses was already taking their Social Security, and so they wanted to see what are their choices and options of when the other spouse could trigger their Social Security, what would those amounts be, but more importantly, what would be their optimal point of when they could take Social Security. And that's really cool to look at that report and say, wow, out of 20,000 different scenarios between a husband and a wife, it'll show you, based on what your goals and objectives are, when the ultimate time for each of you to take your Social Security is. Not everybody follows it to the T, though, because just like anything else, Tony, it's a guideline.
Right.
It's a map. It's a guideline. But we don't have to stick to the map and the guideline. But it does show you the top ways of when and how each of you should trigger your Social Security. And it's been very powerful, extremely powerful and beneficial to, I believe, everybody we've ever ran that report for.
Excellent. Well, let's give away some slots. I know you set aside some appointments for our listeners. All they have to do is mention they heard it on the show, the podcast or the radio show, and you will run that report for them. There's no charge. There's no obligation for the consultation or the report. All you have to do is call this number and set that up. The number is 989-835-7203. That's 989-835-7203. We're taking our final break, and then we'll be right back to wrap up the show here with Jason Kreiderman right after this. Welcome back to Your Financial Empower Hour. I am your co-host, Tony Shore, and I'm here with Jason Kreiderman. Jason, great show so far today. We've talked about a lot. Social Security, the cost of living adjustment, the increase to Medicare Part B premiums, that went up to about $174. So it's about a $10 increase there, under $10. And the average, if you average out between the lowest and the highest monthly Social Security amount, the average increase will be about $50. Now that's before they take out that extra 10 for Medicare.
That's right.
If you're on Medicare Part premium, if you have the Medicare Part B and you pay that premium, they'll take that right out of that Social Security check. So the average, it comes down to about $40. And like you said, I love your point earlier. What am I going to do with $40 a month? That's not enough to make a big difference in my life. Well, it's better than nothing. I'll tell you that, because we've seen a few years with nothing, and that really,
yes, we sure have.
That really, really hurts, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's better than nothing. You know, because some years we've seen a heck of a lot less, all the way down to zero, where your Social Security paychecks for the next 12 months will remain exactly the same as they were for the last 12. That's tough. You know, anytime we can see a 2-4% increase, that's great. We'd love to see as increases every year like we saw last year, which was over 8%. That's not reality, Tony. We just won't see that every year. But historically, if we can see in that 2-4% range of increase in our Social Security, that's wonderful. But where retirees are going to get the extra money they need is going to be out of their own portfolio and their own investments. So if you figure your cost of living is going up maybe by 5-8% per year, but your Social Security only went up by 3, where are you going to make up the difference? Well, a couple things. Number one, you could cut some costs if possible. Or number two, if you're not willing to cut costs and costs are increasing every year, you're going to need to go to your portfolio, your own personal savings and investments, to make up that difference and get the additional income out of your own money for the next, you know, the next 12 months if Social Security didn't give you a big enough cost of living adjustment. So again, that's where it's really important, Tony, when we build financial management plans for retirees, is to build in cost of living adjustments, is to help them stay ahead of inflation, help them invest appropriately so they're not risking losing 20% of their money in a year when they need income and cost of living went up 6%, but their Social Security only went up 3. That's an equation. That's a financial devastating equation right there. And so we try to help. You know, there's no guarantees in life, obviously, but taxes and death. You know, but we try to help build portfolio management plans to, you know, just like the tagline of our book, let's plan for the best, but prepare for the worst. And it's no different in building a management plan, a tax plan, an income plan. And Social Security is only part of that.
Yeah. You know what? We're almost out of time, Jason. Is there anything else you want to say on this topic before we go?
Well, I think I'm glad you mentioned the Social Security report. I would highly encourage any of you out there, any of our listeners, that maybe you aren't taking Social Security yet, or you just triggered it within the last 12 months. That's a big time frame as well, because you could potentially change your Social Security option within the first 12 months. There's maybe an opportunity for that as well, but I highly encourage you to take advantage of that report Tony mentioned. It's been extremely powerful, extremely beneficial. We literally run hundreds of these reports per year. There's no charge for it. You give me the parameters and the variables. I plug it into the software in the system. We go over a report that can be anywhere from 5 to 20 or 30 pages, depending on how in-depth you want it to be. And maybe, just maybe, it helps you make a more educated decision that'll be more financially beneficial for you and your family for income for the rest of your life.
Yeah, at least you can see where your sweet spot lies in general, and then you can make a decision like, wow, I didn't realize if I waited till then, I would probably get more money. So I think that's really important. Listeners, if you want that, you get a no charge, no obligation Social Security maximization report and a consultation. Just call 989 985-7203. Again, that number is 989-835-7203. And make sure you mention the radio show, or you can check out the website at GreatLakesInvestmentAdvisors.com. And that does it for today's episode of Your Financial Empower Hour with our host, Jason Kreider. Thank you for listening to Your Financial Power Hour. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Jason Kreiderman at Great Lakes Investment Advisors. Call 989-848-1188 or visit them online at GreatLakesInvestmentAdvisors.com. Investment advisory services offered through Great Lakes Investment Advisors, Inc., a registered investment advisor with the state of Michigan. Insurance products and services offered through Senior Financial Strategies, Inc., DBA Great Lakes Financial Freedom Group, Great Lakes Investment Advisors, Inc., and Senior Financial Strategies, Inc., are affiliated companies. Carl and Jason Kreiderman and Great Lakes Investment Advisors are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.